This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we're talking about the outcome of Adelina Lee Sau's case and what it says about the safety of domestic workers in Malaysia. So yesterday, the federal court upheld the acquittal of S. Ambika, who was accused of murdering her domestic worker, Adelina Lee Sau, 4 years ago. Among those who attended the proceedings were Indonesian Ambassador Hermono. And he said that the Indonesian government was disappointed, but of course they accepted the decision. He also added that for Indonesians and Adelina's family, there might be a sense of shock because the ordinary person in Indonesia and her family would not understand the workings of the law here. Now, as we said, the federal court upheld the acquittal. That acquittal was previously granted by the High Court in Georgetown in April 2019. Back then, the prosecution had requested for a discharge not amounting to an acquittal. And last year, the Court of Appeal also affirmed that decision. Now, if the name is sounding familiar, but perhaps not the circumstance, just as a recap, I think you may remember, Adelina was rescued from her employer's home in Penang in 2018 after neighbours reported that she had been sleeping next to a dog on the porch. Those photos were truly horrible to look at, and I think even now I can see them in my mind's eye. I suspect the same is true for many of us. She was found with bruises on her face, and she actually died from her injuries the following day. She, however, and this in some ways is the worst part of it all, she's not alone. She's one of many cases involving domestic workers' abuse and mistreatment in Malaysia. In 2004, Nirmala Bonat, a domestic worker, suffered severe burns and bruises after her employer pressed a hot iron over her body and scalded her with boiling water. In 2011, Isti Komaria died of deliberate starvation by her employer. So I think we just wanted to look at this outcome, but also explore what it means and what it says about our country. We'd like to hear from you. What needs to happen to improve our treatment of domestic workers? What is it? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this is Irene Xavier from Persatuan Sahabat Wanita. Irene, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
What went through your mind when you heard this verdict?
A lot of mixed feelings about it. First, of course, I was totally disappointed. And then trying to figure out why this happened. So we don't know what went wrong somewhere in the trial process. But I think what is more important is that there is no actual law in the country that really protects migrant workers. That is the problem. So we couldn't resort to any other channel at that point.
What do you think were the key factors that really led to this decision, or for that matter, the situation?
Well, because Adelina Sau died, and her injuries and everything was really bad. Obviously, she was neglected, didn't receive any medical help and so on. And because she died, the AG decided to prosecute for murder. And I think that was where the problem was. Because for a charge of murder, maybe some of the requirements were not there. I'm not sure. I thought that maybe at least they would resort to manslaughter, which they didn't do. And it was a bit messy because the DPP tried to just get out of the case in some way or other. And so I think the judges perhaps didn't have much choice, but I'm not sure. These are things maybe lawyers can explain. But as far as I'm concerned, as an activist, migrant workers are at great risk like this. If they cannot get help quickly, then their lives can be in danger.
So what does this outcome mean for the larger conversation on the safety of domestic workers in Malaysia? I mean, as you're pointing out, this is a tremendous issue.
Yes. I think it just once again proves the point that we do not have proper laws to protect domestic workers. For a country that actually brings in domestic workers, we are really ill-prepared as far as our laws are concerned. And even recently, the Minister for Human Resources said that he is not going to take away the exemptions in the law, in the Employment Act, is the baseline for employment rights. But in the Act, in one schedule, first schedule, the first schedule actually removes many or exempts domestic workers from getting the rights that all other workers get. So which means there's hardly anything that a domestic worker can complain about in the law. And so I think this is a big gaping hole. And the minister, for whatever reason, says that he's not going to remove those exemptions. Which means he's saying that cases like Adelina Sao will continue. That's what he's saying. I don't know whether he realizes this, but that's how I look at it.
This is something that we mentioned earlier, right? Unfortunately, this isn't an isolated case necessarily. How has Malaysia's stance on the safety and well-being of domestic workers evolved over the years? I mean, has there been meaningful progress since cases like Nirmala Bonnat's?
There has not been very much progress, I think. Because the fundamentals are not there. That is the problem. The fundamentals are not there, and all these cases, even Nirmala Bonnat, didn't come under a law that says that she was abused in that sense. It was some other loopholes in the penal code, in other places like this, that her case was taken under. So, which means, as a workplace protection, there still is not any workplace protection for domestic workers unless they are protected by a contract that they sign with the employer, as the Filipino workers do, because they have a government-to-government agreement with Malaysia. So when you employ a Filipina, you have to follow these things. Whereas other domestic workers do not have such extensive MOUs to follow. Indonesia is trying to do something about it, but they are not progressing as well as they should. And I think that is because the basic laws don't exist in the country for domestic workers. If you say domestic workers need not comply with hours of work, need not comply with leave regulations, need not comply with the rest day. Now, if Adelina Sao had these things, a rest day, a leave, her situation would have been discovered much, much earlier. Now she was just confined to the house. She couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't leave the house. And so her condition was not discovered by anybody. So when they put her out of the house, that the neighbors complained. And the MP came in to investigate. And that was really at a very late stage for her health. So I think that part of Malaysian law, protection for domestic workers, needs to be set firmly in the law.
If we look at the public reaction to this, right? There are a couple of online petitions by Tinaganita. They've garnered over 44,000 signatures so far in total. And I guess the questions here are, do you think that initiatives like this have an impact in helping her family seek justice? But also, is there enough public outcry and attention over this case?
I am not sure how we can determine whether she has enough attention, because people may sign petitions, but that doesn't really affect the lawmakers, doesn't really affect the Ministry of Labour and so on. So even in previous cases where a domestic worker was considered undocumented because she didn't have the papers necessary, and the Labour Department said they cannot do anything. They can't take up a complaint. That means they didn't even allow a complaint. And then Tinaganita took it to court. And because they took it to court, the court ruled that the Labour Department has to handle a case, whether she has immigration papers or not is beside the point. The court said that there is a relationship between employer and employee, and therefore the case should be taken up. So it just so happened that the court took this kind of very unusual stand, unusual in Malaysian law. And so that worker will ultimately get some justice. But for others, it's very difficult to say. If you are a worker in a factory and you die in the factory, then definitely all the laws will kick in. All the labor laws would kick in. But if you're a domestic worker and you die in your workplace, what law is going to kick in? You know, so you know, the government needs to go and find places in the law where they think that the employer has done some harm to the worker. And so this is not very clear in Adelina's case. Everyone agrees that she was harmed, but the responsibility, they couldn't put the responsibility for the person who caused the harm on anyone in particular. And therefore, the employer just got away with it. And I think this is the point that is troubling the Indonesian government, as well, of course, as her family. Because she's such a young person.
Absolutely. Irene, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was Irene Xavier from Persatuan Sabah Wanita weighing in on the outcome of the Adelina Lisau case. Keep those thoughts coming and keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.